Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shells and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Nutty M, and this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shells. Was your dreamy girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy. But I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways, with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. It's a progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, brick squad mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, brick gang. Just amazing gigs with 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strat, Young Tay, Eloise Cartel. RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. It is hump day.
What up, what up?
What's up, Maddie M? How are you?
I'm chilling, girl. How you been?
I'm chilling.
Yo, man.
What?
What are you doing?
What's up, Maddie? I thought you were off today.
What are you talking about?
You said Maddie wasn't coming in today.
No, I didn't say that.
It's my show,
oh,
man.
Oh, you said he wasn't in the green room. I got you.
Yeah, he wasn't in the green room. So, OG Mac Drama, welcome to Sideways with Shells and Maddie M.
Yeah, I know who this is. I know what show this is. I'm one of the producers. What's happening?
Yeah, I know. Not much. I'm calling from live from Cleveland. Maddie, you're in Canada, and Mac Drama is in Arizona.
Yep.
How's the weather for everybody? I know Mac Drama. What is it, like 50 and freezing there?
It's freezing as fuck. It was 65 degrees today. Cold as hell.
Man, shut the fuck up.
65 degrees.
Cold.
Sorry, Maddie and I are in snowstorms and shit.
Y'all
fucking
know when
ice.
It gets to 100, Maddie, you've been out here, you live with me, when it's 120, you know that's our element. 65 is like probably 20 below.
Well, that's your element.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fuck it up.
Your element, man.
And that's our fuck ups of the week. He actually was, he called me, OG, and he was like in a blanket, covered up and everything, and it was like 60 degrees. I was like, yeah, you know you live out in California or Arizona or somewhere. Right?
Yep.
So what's been going on this week? What's good? What's new with everybody?
Well, my manager, Maddie, has been a miss in his position, my manager, so I had to put this deal together. I'm going to be starring in a film. I just came out from L.A.
What's
that? A porno or what, man?
And I'm on top of you. Yeah, I'm on top of you, and you're my bottom. Bitch.
Yeah, right. Jesus.
Well, that's dope.
Cool.
I'm excited
yeah,
for
that's
you.
Cool, man. No
thank
doubt.
You,
that's cool.
You. Well, other people are
yeah,
so, you're the second guy that said a porn. I've been informed before, but this is going to be something different, something that proves my personality, too. It's been a long time.
Nice. Yeah, you have to talk
nice.
To me about it later, bro.
That's exciting. So, guys,
Maddie,
listen.
Wait a minute. Was that Maddie? Say something?
Yeah, Sid, you'll have to tell me more about it later, bro.
You sound black. Where's Maddie?
Oh, whatever.
That don't sound like Maddie. Is that a clone?
Yeah, well, that's Maddie. That's Maddie.
Yeah, it's Maddie.
No, Maddie, my Maddie's a white guy. This sounds like a brother just now. Who you do?
Jesus, man. Don't you have something to do, OG? We got a show to run here, man.
Now, there go Maddie. Yeah, tell D-Tech to eat her dick. How about that?
Tell him yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want me to show? I thought I'd pop in and show some love.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Always appreciate the love. We're getting ready to do our fuck ups of the week. So let's bring on the fuck it up.
What that mean? What the fuck up of the week? Y'all don't tell me nothing. What does that mean?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So what's up, fuck it up? So fuck it up, that's the fuck ups of the week. It's the it's the headline that are fuck ups. We do three headlines every week. The fuck ups of the week.
Yeah, messed up headlines. Yeah, and we call him fuck ups. So fuck ups, fuck it up the week.
Fuck
yeah.
It up.
Come on,
like
man,
you
gotta listen to the show more often.
Hey, fuck it up. Where you from, San Diego?
No, I'm from New York, from Brooklyn.
Why you got a 619 area code then, fool?
Because I live in New York.
No, but 619.
You live in
San
California.
Diego. Oh,
yeah, man.
That's
what
right.
You talking about?
I have a 619 number, but I just don't go. I just, when I hear fool, it just triggers me a weird way. But anyway, 619 is San Diego.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he lives in California.
What part of
San Diego were you in? What part of San Diego were you in?
I see. North San Diego.
Huh?
What part?
North San Diego.
North San Diego.
Oceanside.
I mean,
north.
Were you in Chula Vista? Were you in Lincoln Park?
Oceanside. Oceanside,
okay.
California.
Okay, that's really. That's in between. I know where the Oceanside is, my favorite spot. It's not
there
far
you go.
From my
you
house.
You have to tap in. You have to come on down to Oceanside to tap in with me.
Oh, for sure. I got you, bro.
That part. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how you doing, Suck It Up?
Back drum. Well,
yeah,
you know.
What's good, homie?
Hey, how you guys doing, actually? You know what I'm saying? It's Hump Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Blessings to everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hope everyone is doing good. It's Hump Wednesday. You know how we do. This is our day. This is how we get our relaxation in, you know what I'm saying? But blessings to everyone, you know what I'm saying, to all the listeners too out there too as well. We appreciate you guys for listening. Bestie here. You know, of course Shells, blessings, Maddie Matt blessings, Matt Drama blessings to you as well. First headline. This is Fuck It Up, Fuck Up of the Week, first headline. This is out of, Crap Local News, Sunday, July 19th, 8:44 a.m. Report male riding a bike through the neighborhood yelling racial slurs, 8:47 a.m. Officer stops a man who says he's just trying to find his dog named Snickers. Second headline, Star, my baby's dad refuses to pay child support. But he has subscribed to my OnlyFans. You hear that one? So second headline. This is out of Star. My baby dad refused to pay child support, but has subscribed to my OnlyFans.
That's fucking weird.
Florida man.
Florida.
Assault with a deadly weapon. After throwing an alligator through Wendy's drive-through window. Bond is set at $6,000 after gator. I'll send you the picture. Bond is set at $6,000 after a gator tossed into Wendy's. The suspect was ordered to avoid contact with animals and undergoing a mental health evaluation. This is Fuck It Up, Fuck It Out.
Thanks, Fuck It Up.
Florida, dude, I'm telling you. Yo, and you know what? He's probably going to get a slap on the wrist, too, because he's like mental health kind of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're probably just,
Yeah.
He's throwing Gator.
We love
fucking
that. Gator.
Yeah,
you know, Florida's always got shit going on. It's all that cocaine they get from Cuba. So.
I don't know, man. I think it's the hot. Yeah, I think it drives people crazy, bro. So that's
yeah. So tonight we have a guest from Beautiful Danger Entertainment. Thanks, shout out to Beverly. His name is CJ. And we're going to bring him on here in just a minute. But first we're going to play one of his songs called Breathe. So here we go. This is CJ. Breathe.
It.
Let's get it. Okay.
Lover. I like that. That's the beat from the Egyptian Lover. That's fire.
Yeah, yeah.
So with, without on, further
man.
Ado, let's bring on CJ.
Yo, CJ?
Hey.
Cracking on. What's going on, you guys?
Hey,
yo,
CJ,
man,
how are
crazy
you?
Sound, bro.
You decided to sample Egyptian
Lover.
I like that, man. That was fire.
Hey, man, I really appreciate that very much, man, because, hey, Egyptian Lover, man, people remember that from the past, and people still be getting down, and they still pop locking everywhere. So we used to do
So let me tell you, man, back in the day, they used to call me the California Kid, and I was one of the raw pop lockers out.
Wow. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm still trying to make music for the pop lockers out there.
Hey, man, Poppin' Pete. Poppin' Pete, who's one of the members of the Electric Boogaloos, made me an honorary member.
Wow.
And, yeah. And, what's his name? The one cat from New York became an Electric Boogaloo. There's a place in New York called the Skate Seat. I saw that brother. I turned him out. He was the California man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man, you must be a cold boy, man.
Oh, man. Hey, Shelly, tell me about my YouTube. I still get down, don't I?
Yeah, we went when we went out to
Remember the BET Awards?
I was after the BET Awards. Matt Drama and I met up, and we were at an after party, and he got down. I've got a video of it, and he got down with Cool Boys when we were at. We went to Cool Boys' house.
I called Cool Boy out too.
That is what's up, man. Yeah. They still perp blocking everywhere. Still everywhere. It's making this way around.
Oh yeah. So let the Boogaloos, which is a Boogaloo Sam, Poppin' Pete, Robot Dang, Pepper Boo, Creepy. They have friends movement, you know what I mean? In Japan, Korea, they've been all over the place. But now modern dances incorporate the wave, the touch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And breakdancing is incorporated to dancing, modern dance. And let me tell you something. A lot of these moves, nothing more than the sun. There was captains.
You're breaking out.
Doing the moves, doing the same moves. And people in Africa doing those moves, you know what I mean? It's for different
things.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yep. That's 100
I'm
right there,
man.
That's
That's what got me into hip-hop. The hip-hop, original hip-hop was breakdancing, graffiti, scratching, and MC.
Yep.
That's it. Rhyming, you know what I mean? B-boy.
Yeah, that's what I tried to incorporate with the song, man. You know, for people that remember all that, that's all in Breeze, you know? It makes you want to pop lock, break, whatever.
And the funny thing is, outside the United States, they still embrace hip-hop in its truest element. Here in the United States, it's some trap shit, fuck this, fuck that, hold this, hold that, kill that, kill this. It's a lost his groove, you know?
Right, I agree.
So your song was
well. I feel like 2024. Maddie, you and I've talked about this on a previous show before. It's going to be the year where all the wannabe hip hop that crap is going to be gone, and all these people that have talent and have the true essence of hip hop are coming back.
Yeah, I think it's about time, man. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's time,
I agree with you.
DJ, what's up with you, man?
If you listen to these modern artists, like hip hop, the king of hip hop now is quote unquote the A, they all sound the fucking alike. I can't tell Little Baby from Little Booty, from Bootsy Car, whatever. They all sound alike. All these fools sound alike. I had to have my son, who it is? My son be like, Pop, you run a record, you know what it is? I said, no, all these clowns sound alike to me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nothing unique anymore, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing stands out. Either sound like Future, I sound like Lil Baby. I sound like Gucci Man. That's it. And I'm at the same level as Gucci, but still, truth is the truth. There's only one Gucci. You feel me?
Right. Right. I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
So tell us about yourself, man. What's up with you?
I'm just chilling, man. Chilling, excited about this interview. It's my first phone interview. You know, so excited to be talking to you guys, man. It's a blessing. I appreciate you all.
I'm glad to have you, man. Glad to have you. Tell us about yourself, man. Like, how'd you get into the game? Like, how long you been in it? What's good? Like, what's going on?
The music, I'm one of the 90s music is my genre. You know, from the Jodeci, the Drew Hills, you know. And I'm an athlete first, but back then when I started out, you know, you get the girls if you sing a little bit.
What kind of athlete are
you? You rap a little bit. So I got into the music, you know, just for the love of it, for one. And two, I mean, it was fun. It was fun. You know, and I actually started an R&B group as well called Flow. You know, shout out to my Flow guys. I had different members throughout the years. And we made an impact. We opened up for several different artists over the years, man, and it was just it's still a great run. We still do shows, we still collab and all that, you know. So
yeah,
I got into the music through the R&B of the 90s.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Hell yeah.
So you've been around for a minute, then, right?
I've been around doing music for a while, man, and collaborating with rappers and
and there's different people. And I recently moved to Atlanta like 2 months ago, and it's like night and day. Atlanta has so many opportunities out here rather than Illinois does.
Oh, yeah.
No, I feel you. Yeah.
Like big time. I've been doing a collaboration. I'm doing a collaboration with Benzino from Love and Hip Hop. We chopped it up last week, and we just got to find the right track and go ahead and put it out there for the ladies.
Nice.
I like Benzino, man. Yeah, that's the most good shit, too. Yeah, that would be dope, bro. That's cool. So, like, Shells is going to ask you, what kind of athlete were you?
I played basketball, ran track, football. I was just into everything. I was into gymnastics. I was just an athlete, mainly just got into music.
Mm-hmm. So you just know all around music, huh?
You know what's crazy? A lot of people don't know this, but I actually used to do gymnastics. And, you know, the double bars, you know, that you flip on and stuff. I forget the actual name of them. I used to be top of my class at that. Yeah.
I did not know that about you, girl.
Yeah, I used to do it.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
I now don't have any, I can't even walk straight, but, you know,
I want to say something off color, Shelly, but I'll save it for power talk.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But right, when I say
someone's doing gymnastics, I'm only thinking one thing.
Yeah, okay, man, don't ruin it for our sick listeners on the other show.
Okay.
Yo, TJ, so OG and I have a show on Thursdays, like tomorrow, called Power Talk. And, well, OG's kind of he's making his own way about this show, but it's crazy on Power Talk Thursdays, man. You should tune in, bro. No doubt.
It's R-X rated. No kids allowed. It's unscripted.
Oh,
it's X-rated. What the fuck we want to say. Anybody don't like it, we say, just don't listen.
Put the kids away, right?
Right.
But check it out. We have over 5 million people, all-time listeners. That should tell you something.
Oh, you're doing great. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very well with that.
I think we're at 2 million on sideways, which is pretty dope.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Well,
congratulations to you both.
That's in 1 year.
That's insane number.
That's 1 year.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks to Top Star Hip Hop, they gave us the Wiz, OG Mac Drama.
Yeah, see that?
Give me my props.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Crazy numbers, you guys. Congrats.
Yeah. So, and actually, hold on, and I'll tell you. Let me go real quick to the dashboard, and I'll tell you our top five are the United States, Taiwan, Canada, Mexico, and India.
I think Taiwan is crazy. Yo, thanks
Taiwan.
They love
us in India, buddy, because we have 7-Eleven.
Yo, say that for the next show, bro. Well, like I said, it's good to have you, bro. And honestly,
thank you.
Whenever
you
come up with new stuff, man, holler at us. We love new music. So once you're on here, you family already. So, yeah,
that means
you got your music.
Wait a minute, that's the only song? You don't have another song, homie?
No, he is.
No, we're getting ready to play another one.
I got to say, damn. I'm getting
right. I appreciate that.
He ain't done yet.
So, CJ, we're going to do another one of your songs, and you wanted to do Don't Leave next. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Or
Seven
Before we do it, CJ. since you do 90s music, you sound like you're an open-minded individual. We gotta acknowledge that Maddie is our token drag queen.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, OG found that out the hard way one night way back when.
That's crazy.
No, don't mind me, I'm high. I'm smoking weed.
Oh,
right
dear
now.
God. I'm jealous because I'm in the hospital. I can't do that. So,
yeah.
It's killing me.
Oh, yeah.
Salute to Shelly doing a show in the hospital.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah.
She's done at least 10. We were talking about it, CJ, from the hospital, man. She was done, like, man, she never gives up, that girl, man. Anyway,
you got to keep
going, bro.
Yeah. You know we got your back, Shell. You know we got you back. Prayers all day.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we got you. So
bring in your song, Don't Leave, for us. Tell us the name and the song and who you are, and then we'll play it. And make sure you mute your microphone, and after the song, some playing unmute, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This song, Don't Leave, is about a guy who's really attracted to this female. She says she has to go, but you don't want her to leave. It's for the ladies. It's a slower jam. And let's hit it.
All right.
Get it.
Let's get it. That was
what happened
there.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You got a good R&B voice.
Yeah, you have a hell of a voice, man. No doubt.
Thank you, fam. That means a lot. It means a whole lot to me.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
That was like a Jodeci joint, you know what I mean? Like, that was, you got a talent, homie. You definitely do.
Thank you.
I could see that bring back because that was my heyday, man. Late 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Mid 90s. I'm an 80s baby, like 1980s.
I'm his voice to men style.
Yeah.
All that.
Well, yeah,
all that
my
influences, man.
Yeah. No, man. You got
all those
doing,
artists you named are my influences, man. I'm just trying to bring that 90s feel back because it's just missed by a lot of people as well.
No doubt.
It's a way to say you want to make love to a woman without being vulgar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, I love it,
women,
I love
you know, women want to be serenaded with respect to the point instead of saying you just want to fuck the shit out of them, excuse my words, my language, but they're kind of raw and rough with it. You got to be smooth with it nowadays.
It's almost like it ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, good for you, bro. Thanks for bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm trying,
yeah,
brother. I'm trying.
That was a good track. So, listen, we always ask every guest that comes on our show, what if you had one food that you could eat the rest of your life? And it has to be specific, not pizza. I want like pepperoni and anchovy pizza if that's what you want. What food would that be?
I feel like it would be a steak if I could. I love steak.
How would you have it cooked?
Well done.
Okay. Oh, you got your well done, boy, huh?
Yeah, I can't really see the blood and all that. That really kind of turns me off. So I got to have it well done.
Man, me too. And I cook mine with a little bit of soy and Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little A1, and I'm good.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, A1.
I mix my Heinz 57 and A1.
Yeah, there you go. There you
go. I know it's a little weird, but...
That sounds good now.
That's what I do.
Yeah, my mouth's starting to water, man.
Well, you know, it sounds really good to me. I'm sitting here eating ice cream at the hospital, and I have a cold turkey sandwich to eat. So, you know, the one thing about the hospital is you get ice cream.
Yeah, that's the perk of the hospital.
So let me ask you, CJ. Who were your biggest influences in music?
Jodeci, Drew Hill, Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Even R. Kelly. R. Kelly was, you know, he might be out there bad, but he was a musical genius. He was right in the middle.
Yeah, he was.
Cats like that. Joe. There's a lot of
man,
man.
Joe. Joe's crazy. Yeah. I saw him in concert once, man. I swear to God, I was the only dude there, man. But it was, like, the dopest show. I love that guy. He's crazy. And I'm glad you brought up Jagged Edge, too, because I love Jagged Edge, man. You know,
they used to buy CDs,
right? Yeah, those were back in the day. We used to buy CDs. So I had this huge collection. And I'd make sure I have all of their CDs. And I have all of Joe's CDs. I think I have all of those, too, except maybe the last one. But, yeah. No, man.
It's longevity music, you know. You can still bump it today and still chill with your girl and you know, it does what it does.
Yeah. Never goes bad.
No, it doesn't. You know, you want to try to create longevity music, man, for your family if you hit off. So, you know, they still get involved and doing concerts and everything to this day.
Acronym for music that I created when I was 14 was Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. So if you have that soul in your music and you're telling a story that comes from your soul, then you're always going to have listeners. You know, you look at the biggest and the best in the industry, you know, ones that are here and gone. One of my favorite was Nipsey, you know what I mean? He was just a really down-to-earth guy. One of the artists that I manage tells a story when they came out to California for a show. I went to his store, the Marathon, And I was like, hey, you know, I've got artists here to meet Nipsey. And they called him, and he was there within 15 minutes to speak to him. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So he was always sharing knowledge, and it was just he was a cool guy to meet,
yeah,
down to earth.
Yeah.
I think that people that share their knowledge in their music, they'll always have fans. They'll be forever,
yeah,
you know?
I agree with you. I agree with
yeah.
you. Shout out to Nipsey. Shout out to Nipsey.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Nipsey.
Yeah, okay.
I'll never forget the day when he passed away. I was actually at Cool Boys, and he got the phone call before, you know, it hit the news, because it was, he's, you know, one of the close ones to him, that circle. And that was just a really, it's like he felt a sadness come over the whole world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it was a sad day over in my household as well. You know, with pulling
yeah.
and praying for him, you know. It's crazy. He did
yeah,
a lot
we
for the
went,
community.
Yeah, we actually went down to the lake and chilled out and listened to some Nipsey on his golf cart. He was playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we did. But it's just like with any great that, you know, the thing
yeah.
is, I wish people would give people their flowers more while they're here than when they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with
that's
you.
A
I
big
mean, that,
problem.
That's the way it always is, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in art. You know what I mean? Especially in art. I mean, even painters and stuff like that. They only get famous when they're dead, man.
You yeah, you're right.
Y'all offer give me $1 million while I'm here.
Yeah, okay, I'll get right on that, homie.
That's the flowers I want.
I got five on that right now.
There you go.
I got five on it. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So what we do every week also, we do a Sideways Rewind, where we always play an artist that's been on here before. And
yeah.
we ask that you mute up again while we're also playing
a
song.
Before that, I'm going to say to the guests, thank you for coming. Peace out.
Hey,
to,
I appreciate you guys.
Fuck it up, Maddie. I got to go now. Love y'all. Peace, love, soul. And
later,
peace.
OG.
I'm out.
Talk
later.
To you tomorrow.
Hey, it's good to meet you, OG.
Thanks for stopping by, OG.
I think we're going to come to Atlanta, Mo, homie.
Yes, we got to connect, man. We got to get each other's info and go ahead and hang out, brother.
Yeah, tell you got it. Take care, y'all.
Okay.
Peace.
All right, now.
All right. Bye, Matt Drummond. That's love. All right. So this is Sideways Rewind, and we're going to do it Pee-wee Nana. So make sure you mute up while we play. Let's get it.
Okay, get it.
Nana. Nana, screaming na-na-na, na-na-na.
Hey, yo, Pluto, you going crazy.
Yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, na-na. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, na-na. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. I ain't never looked down on my nigga, na-na. Wanna see all my niggas win, so I'ma pray for them niggas. If I got a problem, they gon' slide. Catch me deleting if you or I. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Cause we the most hate. Close mouth, can't talk about the game the pros playin'. Give a fuck about a bitch, how much them hoes weighin'. Be careful, them niggas dangerous, that's what them hoes sayin'.
Catch you lackin', walk you down, head tower.
No casin'. So be smart, cause niggas talk when they in low places. No face, no case, gotta close cases. Cause if it get in the right ear, no chance of probation. Cause if it get in the right ear, no chance of probation. No, 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 no. Tell the judge to free all of my niggas, I can hear them singing. No, 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 no. Tell the judge to free all them real niggas, fuck them haters, yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, no, no. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, no, no. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. No, 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 no. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Screaming, no, no, no.
room don't love you at all.
That was Kiwi Nana.
That was dope.
Your own sorry.
Social music. Yo, I just want to say something, man. Yo, Shells, you know I smoke, right? I just opened a pack of cigarettes for the first time, and I saw it's written all on the filter, tobacco smoke harm children. Can you imagine that? So not only do we have, like, these horrible pictures of people dying and, like, hearts out of the body turning black and shit on the front of the package, and now they're on the filters, too. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
That's Canada for you,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so you pay $25 for a pack. I only smoke the best shit. You more eat the stink. And it says it has this huge half-page ad on the front of, or both sides, and now it's on the filter. Can you believe that shit? Man, I'm telling you, dude. You can't enjoy nothing.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry, I'm just ranting. I've never seen that before.
That,
I heard they were going to do it.
That must just be in Canada. They don't have them here like that.
Days. Yeah, like in the States, you're happy and leave your pack of cigarettes out on the table at the bar or whatever, because it doesn't have horrific pictures of people's body parts and shit. You know?
Wow.
Like, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's brutal, man.
That's crazy that Canada would do that, but you can euthanize in Canada. You know, you can actually decide to kill yourself if you want to
by euthanization. Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you, Shel. So yesterday, I'm walking downtown. I see all these police because I walk down when I go to the gym. I pass City Hall, right? Anyway, some guy came in with an AR and started shooting up City Hall. This one dude.
Oh my god!
Throwing, like, they were in session too. And there was and no one got hurt. It was like he was running, he was looking at glass and shit, and he was throwing Molotov cocktails. So this one dude, they caught him, but like, it's crazy, man. I was just walking right next to
him. That is crazy. That's insane.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
And the thing is, in Canada, to get the kind of gun that he got, like, Shells has like two ARs in her living room. But in Canada, get that kind of gun is crazy. You know what I mean? So that's what they're worried about. They're wondering where the fuck he got this gun. But yeah, it's just glass. The whole thing, the whole place is glass too, right? It's just in shambles. I don't know. Anyway, the thing is here, I'm an Edmonton in Alberta, Canada. So yeah, that's in my city.
They try to make it like, you know, the gun violence and ARs. If we get rid of the ARs, then there won't be gun violence. That's not true. And the facts are, you know, if you have an AR and you're using it, there has to be a damn good reason, right? Like, you're not going to walk up to somebody and just pull an AR out. You know what I mean? You're going to pull out like a 45 or something like that, or 9mm or something like that. You're not going to use an AR because you would blow yourself away if you were that close to somebody. And
it's hard to hide
shooting
that shit. This guy was wearing a it's hard to hide that big
so
suit. He's wearing a security guard uniform. And I guess he was a security guard in another place, and he came up because he's Indian dude. I think he just came up and started blasting.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine? And I guess there was a tour of children around too. I guess they weren't.
They've
in the
made
same
it
room,
now
though.
So hard for you to even get an AR. Like, so, you know, I had an AR pistol that was a pistol. And it would extend out to a full AR. But you could carry it as a pistol.
You were not playing.
Oh, no.
No, she ain't playing, bro. She's
not.
A good old country girl, bro. She'll fuck you up. No doubt.
I see.
You know, but you want an AR if you have a bear coming at your ass. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
You don't want to. But you also want an AR, like, if somebody's coming on your property, then you can, like, aim and shoot, you know, far distance. It's not gonna, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I just have them sitting around to shoot up places. You know,
for the chickens, girl. For the chickens, when they come and get you, man.
Yeah, right. Like,
the
you know,
fucking
up told us about the crowd of 100 chickens coming. Like, I would definitely get that bitch out then, right?
Yeah.
I think it was our last show or two shows ago, I think, and one of the headlines that fuck it up says there's like roaming gangs of chicken. Where was it, Shelly? It was like in New York or something, wasn't it?
No, it was an island, but I can't remember where it was. But the thing that got me, it was like, who the hell is going to let gangs of 100 chickens run around and torment the people? You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's funny, man.
That
yeah,
would be one of the
something.
Instances that you would use an AR.
Yeah. Exactly.
Spray the chickens.
Right?
Yeah. That's something.
KFC is going to have it your way. You know?
Yeah. No doubt.
You're
going to yeah.
order
yeah.
a number
yeah.
three.
Yeah.
You're going to order something from KFC with a bullet in it.
Yeah, right.
Right. KFC is like expensive anymore, man, and their shit sucks anymore. And you all want to know something about KFC? So here's the, I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but KFC actually started in Utah. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
No.
Yeah,
no,
the recipe came from, when you go to Salt Lake City, Utah, they actually have the place where the guy got the recipe from. For Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hmm.
Wow. So, y'all learned something today. KFC,
yeah,
Kentucky Fried Chicken from Utah. So.
I actually had
anyway.
That tonight.
Yeah.
I had KFC tonight.
That's funny.
There you go.
Did you
yeah.
pay? Did you pay an arm and a leg? But I'm chicken.
a leg and a toe. For that food.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not really, they're not really that much.
I mean, it's expensive
yeah.
as hell now. You get like a
everything
thigh, a leg, and a side of potatoes and one biscuit, and it's like $18. No, it's probably like
something.
It's expensive. Yeah, see?
It's very, everything's
it's crazy.
Expensive now. Everything is so expensive.
Yeah.
Now. Crazy.
You know what's crazy? So, yeah, so I went to Subway here. They have a Subway here at the hospital, right? And that's how, like, I survive sometimes with this hospital food because I'll come down the Subway. Well, I came down the Subway to get the regular sub I always get here. It's usually $3.75, which is, like, just a pepperoni sub, pepperoni sauce,
yeah.
and mozzarella. The sell is on it, right? A 6-inch.
Yeah.
It's usually $3.75. It's now $7.
For a 6-inch?
They're getting that extra loot from us. You know, that's they making a lot
yeah.
of money off us, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, I won't be coming
that.
Down getting subs all the time now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Everything's overpriced. Everything's overpriced.
Yeah.
They're getting their money, and, you know, you got to scrap up the change in the ashtray just to eat nowadays. And it's
shit, you don't even have change in the ashtray anymore. You got to, like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I've got two teenage boys and a daughter at home. And just to give
yeah.
you an idea, my 16-year-old, he just turned 16 December 18th. He is 6'4" now and 250
wow.
pounds.
Hold on, how old is
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He just
how
turned 16.
How old is he? 16 and 16.
He just turned 16. Yeah.
You're not even done growing.
I know. I know. He's huge.
He might be 6'8" at the end of everything.
I literally, and when I go to the grocery store, like, you know, there's certain staples I always get. Like, he's a protein fanatic, so he's got to have a protein shake, turkey, pita bread. He doesn't want regular bread, you know, stuff like that. And
yeah.
so it's like, for three little bags of groceries, it's like $120.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And that's gone in 2 days.
And healthy food is more expensive. You know?
Yeah,
that's all.
So you're gonna pay more for healthy food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fact. If you want organic, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
organic,
that organic shit,
food,
let me tell you. First of all, I think organic is such a con in my tell me something. How are you gonna have an organic egg? Where the hell is the egg gonna come from if it didn't come from a chicken?
That's a good question. That is
you see
a
what I'm saying?
Question. That's a good question.
So that kind of
it
shit, like you're gonna pay $5 more for a carton of eggs that's organic. It's a damn chicken egg. It's coming from the chicken.
You're right.
It can't. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that kind of stuff. Kind of makes me, and
it,
I've
it
actually seen stories. Yeah, and I've seen stories where they have all these so-called organic fruits and vegetables. And they're grown right beside the other fruits and vegetables that are sold.
So
it's
makes
like
it organic, then?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
it's the label and it's a gimmick is all it is. So.
You know
what?
I never thought about that like that, Shelly. You're making me think twice about all that because I never really thought about that, you know, before. But that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it slaps a label on the same thing that's growing next to the same thing we pay for and just say it's organic and get $5 more from us at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, shit, exactly. Like, how shells? You ever watch that show Superstore? Anyway, they're trying to rush to throw these apples out, and this guy was just dumping this huge bin of apples into both the organic and the and they're right next to each other, and you know, and $3 extra. Yeah, I know.
Right, exactly,
no,
and that's what they're doing.
And they don't taste any better. It nothing tastes better. It's just
and
the
see,
same.
People are thinking they think that they're getting all this great stuff. And it's actually the same shit, and it's
the
crazy.
The same stuff,
So, like, when I get organic meat, so-called, that's when I go down to the slaughterhouse, and I have them slaughter a cow off the farm, and I take that meat. You see what I'm saying? That's as organic as you're going to get.
You're right.
When they, so, like, it's crazy to me that people are paying all this extra money for organic stuff. And it's truly not organic.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking, Shelly. You got me thinking.
Well,
like,
that's
okay,
good.
I've been bamboozled for years.
Yeah. Well, but you're not alone. You know, you're not alone. I literally had this conversation with a lady in the aisle of eggs because I was like, she was like, can you believe how much these organic eggs are? And I was like, I can't believe that you actually think there's such a thing as an organic egg. Because, like, all eggs come from a chicken. So, and she looked at me and she was like, oh, my God, you're right. And I was like, yeah, think about it. she was like, wow.
Let me put this egg back.
You know, I mean, my eggs, I go and get them from the chicken house. You know, I have chickens. And we actually get the eggs from the chicken. You know, and... eggs from chickens, like fresh eggs, they're more dense. So when you bake something, like they're not as like if you bake a cake, it's going to be more a condensed cake. It's not going to be like fluffy. And it's all in the way they store them and everything. But anyway, there's your everybody just got a little learning on, little schooling on organic from shells.
And
there
I'm
you go.
Glad that you told me that. Now, you know, we everybody that's listening going to shop different. For real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, save money, you know, on the same thing. You're paying for the same thing, guys. So sorry to bust your bubble.
That's a good bubble to bust. When you're saving money, I appreciate yourself.
No doubt.
Everything's going to be different from this point on.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk past the organic aisle, you know, like, oh, yeah, you're trying to get me. Now I'm going over there. To
well, it's
to
like
get.
Whole Foods. Okay, so Whole Foods, their whole market
is
new, organic, nutrition, blah, 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 right? And I watched a whole documentary on Whole Foods. Where some of the places that they got their food was worse than where the other food was coming from.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if y'all know this. So, the FDA in America, they allow so many things with food issues.
Yeah,
for instance, peanut butter.
Yeah.
I love peanut butter, right? But peanut butter is allowed to have so many rat hairs in it.
You said rat hairs?
Oh, yeah, everything, man.
Rat hairs,
yeah,
because the peanuts are in bulk and they come over or they're stored and mice get in them and they can't get the hairs out of all that.
I never knew that.
Oh, homie, man.
I never knew that.
They allow particulates of so many things, like insect parts and, like you're saying, hairs.
Wow.
And, like... Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah. They have a certain level. You just Google it. I'm sure you can find some info about, like, the shit they allow and just your regular food.
Man,
like,
I appreciate both of you guys putting me on insight on that. I never knew that.
No, but you can't go crazy because you got to eat something, right? But
right,
everything,
right. I get it.
Everything has shit in it, bro. And it's got to be the worst.
Right.
It's got to be the worst regulatory thing in the world, man. Is the American ones. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
Like we.
Yeah, it's so bad, and like so. It's like cereal. Cereal is so, like, a lot of cereals are so bad for you, and they add so much. They're more addictive than cigarettes, and they get children addicted to the cereal, right, because of advertisement. That's like they say they don't do cartoons anymore for, like, cigarettes and things like that. You know how they used to have Camel Joe and stuff like that
because
it would attract children. But they do that with processed foods that are just as bad.
From my understanding, I think they used to say that cereal has rat poison in it, if I'm not mistaken. You know, stuff that rat poison. Rat poison used to be the same ingredient. Don't quote me, but they had it in cereals, like certain things that was kind of toxic. You know, you got to read the label and all that type of thing. But I remember seeing this before, like, and I can't even get my kid cereal. It got bad things in it.
Do you remember ages ago they had a big thing about red M&Ms because the red dye? And so they took all the red M&Ms off the market, right? And so they came out with a different dye. Yeah, so it's kind of like crazy because guess what? You're still using dye. Well, what is dye? It's a chemical. Anything that has a color has a chemical in it, period.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're eating Lucky Charms and it has those colored rainbows and stuff in it, that's chemicals. Just like green pebbles or anything else.
Yeah. You're right. It's crazy, man.
So
it's kind of, you got
to. It's all in what people, it's what's put in people's face. That's what they, it's just like social media. You know, people see what's in front of them and they believe it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
their shit, but the States is the worst, man. Their shit that Canada doesn't sell. Like, there's so many things you can only find in the States because they don't pass our legislation. You know what I mean? Which sucks sometimes.
Right.
Man, but, I mean, but still, like, yeah, the States would let anything go by.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, man. Especially when you got kids or you got young kids.
This gluten craze, it kills me. How everybody has to be gluten-free. It's like, dude, what do you think they ate back in the 1800s and 1900s? Like, it's not the gluten. People are allergic to things because we don't give them to them as early age. Even doctors will tell you, when you have a child, you have to introduce them to food. Sometimes they'll have a little reaction from them, but you still keep feeding it to them, and they eventually are, you know, they can handle it.
They're immune to it, yeah.
So if we cut out this process of this food, then that means that you're going to be allergic to it as you get older, and that's why there's so many gluten allergies and everything now.
Yeah, I believe that.
Well, when you think about it, Charles, when you think about it, like, you remember when they first started doing peanut-free stuff, right? Remember it was like maybe one company, 1,000 that would do it, right? But now everything has to be peanut-free. And that's within my lifetime. That's within the last 20 years that everything has to be. Because then, like, I think, the new kids, I mean, some dudes actually have really bad allergies to peanuts. And that's cool that they have, like, peanut-free. But if everything's, like, peanut-free now, which it ain't. You already know. Like, I'm sorry, dude. There's pieces of peanut and everything you fucking eat. I'm telling you. But, it's just like, but that makes sense, you know? Unless you feed them with certain things. It's just like inoculations. That's why you get inoculated, right? That's why you get your vaccine. If you introduce something slowly into you.
Right.
Anyway,
it's just crazy.
Let's put a track, Chef,
we got one more song from CJ. And it's called Don't Leave, right? Or is it So In Love? Which one did we just do?
It's So In Love. So In Love, the remix.
So In Love.
I have two versions of that song. So this one is the More Bounce to the Ounce, Make You Want to Move remix.
All right. So remember to mute up. And CJ, yes. Before we go, tell everybody how they can find you on social media.
Well, you can find me on Facebook at CJ Sing Music. CJ is called TEAJAE Sing Music on YouTube. And as far as Instagram, you can find me at CJ Flow, TEAJAE Flow on Instagram. And I also do graphics. I do graphics. I'm a graphic designer as well. So I do social media graphics. You can find me at Creative Visuals on TikTok. And if you need anything to motion or anything, I deal with AI. You know, AI is the future. I know it's kind of weird for a lot of people with AI, but I studied it for a year. Now I create a lot of promotion for businesses, for rappers, singers through AI. You know, you can connect with me and I can hook you up through AI.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So let me,
cool,
speaking of AI, I got to say something. So I don't know if you all have seen this commercial or not, but Matthew McConaughey is on there. And he says, if AI is the new Wild West, then, or if data is the new wild, if AI is the new something, then data, if AI is the new Wild West, then data is gold. So if you think of that commercial, it's like, so what are you saying? So you're going to control our data, right? So you can control people. It's kind of crazy if you think about it. But,
I remember at one point they're talking about putting like computer chips in humans and monitoring you and all that. I mean, the masses are
not they already are with our phones, CJ, if you think about it. Everybody's got a phone.
Yeah. But, you know,
they are
the masses, they're not going to, like, fall for the okie doke. They're going to be rebellious at a point. You know, there's certain things you can say and people are not going. You know, they're going to be rebellious.
Well,
T-Mobile
has started a thing now where if you text certain things, you are given to the police. And you can't. And you can't.
Certain things, you say something wrong in your text, and you're on a list already. Like, and you might even get contacted by someone. That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that. That's crazy. They all in our business too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, so,
but without further ado, let's go to this bomb. Okay.
I wanted to ask you if you saw that AI model, that Spanish model made an AI, and she makes $10,000 a week, and she faked. There's a famous soccer player that asked her out, like, over email. Everyone thought she was real. They thought she was real, dude. And she's making it's like
they got
Simone.
That, fam.
Shells, you
I did my research.
Simone?
They got that. They got the AI models that give hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hits on Instagram or Facebook. And they're not even real.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like that movie Simone, man. It came out a long time ago. Anyways, go ahead, Shaz, and play the chat.
All right. So this is CJ. So in Love, right? That's the one we're playing?
So in Love remix with the more bounce to the ounce feel to it. Produced by the Mad Tweaker. That's my producer.
Let's get it.
I wanted to be with you.
Nice. Yo, homie, you know you gotta do another remix. You need at least two rappers on that, right?
Let's
on your
do
next
it.
Remix.
Let's do it.
100%, man. Well,
let's do
up,
it, man.
She knows all the numbers, all the people we know. She just wanted to talk to you. But, yeah, man, you definitely need to make a remix of that with some
it.
Rappers.
I'm so down
hitting
with
that.
Hard
on
I am
that.
So down with that. I am so down
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And I absolutely love your voice, DJ. So
yes,
thank you. That means a lot.
We
that
definitely
really
we
got to
get together and collab because I think that I think we could complement each other.
Let's do it. I am so ready.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sounds
I am so
good
ready
to
for
me.
That. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been a dope
no
show. We really appreciate
now,
you
appreciate
coming on.
You guys. This is crazy.
Yeah, if you
want to
give some
like
shout outs, go ahead.
1 billion. Yeah, let me give a shout out real quick. First and foremost, I'm going to give a shout out to God. And I'm very, very thankful for everything that he does for me and my family. I want to give a shout out to Shelly and the crew. Love you guys. I love you guys.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
You guys are amazing.
We
you know?
Appreciate that.
And I was nervous as hell. Like I told Shelly earlier, like, oh shit. She's like, relax. You all right?
Yeah, man. We all
the first thing she said, relax. You all right? Enjoy yourself. Have,
well, I
have
hope you enjoyed
you.
It, though.
Oh, man. I had a blast. I had a blast. You make
good.
Everybody feel comfortable. And I'm like, shit, I'm with my family now. I'm good.
Right.
So
that's,
I appreciate
that's
you
what we want, isn't it, Maddie?
Yeah. I appreciate it. Hey, Maddie. You guys are amazing, man. Shelly, I love you guys, man. This is insane. I'm on 10, you know. And I want to give a shout-out to
yo,
my mom
back,
and dad
man.
In heaven. Oh, yeah. Hey. Whenever you allow me to come back, I definitely will come back. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're cool.
It's
dude,
crazy.
Man. We like you.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
No
you guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. And congrats on everything you guys are doing. Congrats
appreciate
on everything
that.
We appreciate
you guys are doing. You guys are doing great.
We
man.
Appreciate that.
And,
Beverly, shout out to Beverly. We love
yeah,
Beautiful Danger Entertainment. She's
to,
always freaking us.
Beautiful Danger Entertainment. You know, my co-partner, rap star, aka Hurricane Cham, D Love Management, my music family. And I'm gonna give a quick shout out to my guys. You know, my musical family, my Flow guys, my R&B group Flow. I got another situation with my homeboy. MJ, Chemistry, my guy King Rand, Jerry Lee, Boogie B, Rick Dogg, Lady V, Third Eye, Greg Long, Smokey the Bandit. Everybody I just named are amazing artists, and there's even more. But I'll be on this phone for like another hour, so I cut it short.
Right.
But we got a lot of talent in Illinois. You know, we all support each other. We're all trying to make it to the next level to take care of family and give back. You know, the key is to give back.
No doubt.
If you get successful, give back. Just give back, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do something positive with it. So, once again, I appreciate you guys so much for having me on your platform. And I'm on 10. I'm
yes.
going to be on 10 all night. Trust me. So, thank
good.
You.
That's
good
to hear,
like
man.
To hear.
Yeah, no
so,
doubt.
Shout out to Maddie M. You know, we're going to be here next Wednesday, same time, same place, hump day. Thanks to Fuck It Up.
Yep.
You know, we love Fuck It Up always.
Yeah.
And Fuck Up every week. And as we go out, we're going to play Paranoid, but we're not going to come back in. You can join us on Top Star Hip Hop Radio tomorrow with OG Mac Drama and Maddie M. So much love to you guys.
Yeah.
DJ, we look forward to hearing some more premieres, man. And we'll definitely get together, okay?
Hey, much love to Shelly and Maddie. Love you guys.
Much right,
love,
guys. Bye, guys. Let's get it. This is Paranoid with Shells.
Why you act so paranoid? Think of what you do. I still kill somebody, them boys looking for you. You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys ain't homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home.
a memory when I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my top out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, paranoid. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your clock out, I will pull my shot out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boys in red and blue.
With me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game? Well, then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts. Just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, Rolly, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoes. Reported missing shark tip, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my top out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my top. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed. Be destroyed.